Reds looking to avoid a three-game sweep at the hands of the Cubs. The Reds hitless into the fourth inning and trailing 1-0 until Joey Votto changes that.
Breaking ball ripped down the right field line. First hit of the game. First run of the game. Votto comes up large. We're tied.
And a base hit on a first pitch fastball. They're going to wave the runner. Here comes a throw by Duvall. Not going to be in time. And Baez breaks a 1-1 tie. High drive in a deep left center field. This is a long run.
Oh.
And it's up and over the wall. A ground rule double. And the Reds are going to take the lead. Jose Peraza. We have not seen him jump on a pitch like that in a long, long time.
He surprised a lot of people in this ballpark. Most everybody wearing blue.
That'll bring in another run. How about this inning for the Reds? They now lead by two.
Runner going. The pitch, a strike. The throw down is in time. And Jay is cut down by Tucker Barnhart. Throw taken by Cozart. Jay got a bit of a walking lead, but Tucker gunned it down there and nails Jay easily. Here's the pitch. Strike three call. Out of there is Avila. Reds win.
It was a three-run uprising for the Reds offense against the Cubs bullpen in the bottom of the eighth, highlighted by a bases-loaded two-out ground rule double by Jose Peraza, which put the Reds on top for good. Red skipper Brian Price shared his thoughts after Cincy's 4-2 comeback win on Thursday.
You know, really good from the very beginning. I looked up at the ball strike ratio early. It was like 5 or 6 to 1 at one point in time, and he was on the attack, which I think is just, it's the only way to find out how to pitch up here is to throw it over and to let your defense play behind you, and the hitters will tell you what you need to improve upon, and he was very aggressive in the zone. And I got clipped for a solo homer and another run, and beyond that, you know, it was a lot of good quality pitches. I think he and Tucker worked really well together. He threw some good glove side sinkers, like the comeback fastball in on the lefties. A lot of guys, I think, that you know, both Arrieta and Sal were throwing that kind of that off body to the left-handed hitter that comes back over the inside corner. That's really hard to commit to swing at because it's a ball out of the hand. And he just had it going on, and a nice feel for a changeup and breaking ball. And, you know, when you get those three pitches and you're throwing them around the plate, you have a chance to be successful.
And then your bullpen came in and did exactly which one of those two guys really shut him down.
Yeah, you know, it was good for – I think it was really good for Lorenzo. You know, it was good to see him back there kind of being the vintage guy, you know, and making good, consistent quality pitches. And that led us, you know, to the big inning and the big hit. You know, I mean, Peraza, I couldn't have been happier for him to come up and get that opportunity to drive in those runs. And then ends up with Iggy in the ballgame and chance to nail it down.
You had some chances offensively that you didn't come to until the pinch hit by him.
Yeah, not a whole lot to talk about offensively. You know, and Arrieta was good again. And, you know, the guy that I'll tell you, I mean, when Joe brings in Strope, he's pitched unbelievably well against us. And in his history in the National League pitching for the Cubs, he's pitched unbelievably well against our ball club. We don't have, I think Tucker might have been 2 for 4 in his career, but beyond that, we had a lot of, you know, 1 for 10s, you know, 0 for 7s with some strikeouts. Not a lot of guys in our lineup or on our team that have any numbers against him at all. And then here comes Peraza, who gets a bases loaded opportunity and smokes the ball over the center fielder's head for that go ahead double. And, well, it was a big moment.
Brent, what's it say about your team? I mean, you got to be pretty good the other night, and to be able to come back and play a really tight, good ball game like this.
Well, you know what? I think anyone that's listening to me talk that's looks at the Reds at 20 games under 500 is going to say, hey, this guy's a nutcase if he's going to sit there and talk about how great the team is. But what we do is show up every day and play hard. And today we got a really nice start and really good bullpen work and some really phenomenal late game heroics and some good at bats against a really good ball club. So I think that's what the fans should expect. And as we continue to tighten things up and get stronger and get healthier with our pitching, you know, I think this could be something that could happen rather quickly, where we start to become a team that isn't just talking about playing hard, it's actually talking about winning streaks and position, better positioning in the standings.
It's been a struggle for Cel Romano here in 2017, but Thursday he brought his A game. He turned in 7 innings of 2-run ball, fanning 7, though he did settle for a no decision. Romano spoke to the media after the Reds' 4-2 comeback win against the Cubs.
I'm just trying to be a little more consistent up here. You know, I've got my feet wet now. So now it's time to really start getting consistent and going into the offseason. You know, gives the Reds something to think about going into spring training next year. And just really happy that we were able to get that win tonight.
You were pitching ahead. You didn't fall behind a whole lot of batters that day. That really helps, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's pitching. You know, if you get ahead, you can start using your stuff. You know, when you fall behind in a count, sometimes you got to throw fastballs in there and hope that they just miss it. But I was able to get ahead to a lot of hitters today. Made a few mistakes, but, you know, the guys were able to pick me up there in the eighth, and we got the win.
Three pitches have been pretty consistent for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was able to, my changeup today, I threw it in the beginning a lot, but I didn't throw it for strikes. But as the game went on, it started to come around, and I threw it for some strikes. And just an overall three-pitch mix and being able to, you know, keep guys off balance and get some weak contact. And the guys made some good plays behind me also. And like I said before, this is a great win tonight.
Jose Peraza came through with one of his biggest clutch hits of the season. Down 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth, with the bases loaded and two men away, Peraza drilled a go-ahead, two-out, two-run, ground rule double off Cubs reliever Pedro Strop, which put the Reds on top for good. Here is Peraza sharing his thoughts after Cincy's 4-2 comeback win.
He made an adjustment at the plate a couple of weeks ago. He's really been hitting the ball a lot more solid. Is he just seeing it better? What was that?
I was working a lot with my coach. Con Tony and Long, y la verdad me he sentido muy bien y últimamente he hecho buenos contactos.
Yes, you know, I've been working real hard with Tony Jaramillo and Don London in the cages. We've been trying to, you know, make adjustments. Like you say, lately I've been hitting the ball really good, and you know, and that at-bat just was focused on hit the ball, just get a good pitch to hit the ball to the middle of the plate. I was trying just to make a good contact, you know, and I just like, I know that it's gonna throw fastball. I just tried to make a good contact, and thanks God, I was able to hit the ball good. Yes, I've been working hard with Chomaron, you know, in the weight room. So yes, I've been lifting after the game, and I think I'm getting a little stronger. Yes, of course, you know, I feel really happy right now. I feel really happy not only for me, you know, for this team that we could win the game.
The Reds continue their homestand through the weekend as the Pirates arrive at Great American Ballpark.